Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Pam. Before we go in any further into developments about this rule, explain exactly what the fiduciary rule is.
It's called the best interest rule because it does exactly what it says. It requires all advisors have to make their clients' financial interests their topmost priority. At the heart and the soul of the fiduciary rule and the fiduciary standard is one word, transparency. Transparency for all fees and being able to see all the costs when you're working with a fiduciary advisor. The advisor will put all of this in writing. So the Department of Labor, this is where the rule comes in, stepped in under Obama in 2015, and Obama wanted to push forward and get a fiduciary rule that would apply to all financial advisors, no matter where they work, whether they're independent or whether they work at brokerage firms, insurance companies, or banks, and make them all adhere to the fiduciary standard if they are giving advice on retirement money. And, you know, it looked like it was moving forward. And actually, the first two pieces and parts were implemented. But now we have a new administration, and this has all been rolled back. A federal appeals court voted to basically abandon the fiduciary rule altogether.
So what does this mean for consumers?
There's just been so much written about the fiduciary rule, you know, back and forth and back and forth like a ping pong game. And even the industry is confused. While all that confusion goes on, it doesn't change the landscape. If you're looking out over all the financial advisors out there that you could go to for financial advice on anything, investing, financial planning, you've got brokerage firms, you have even insurance companies, you've got banks that say, come to us, we have financial advisors. But the vast majority, I mean 90% of them, are salespeople. The company won't let them sign a fiduciary oath. That leaves consumers with the feeling that, oh, without a rule, it means everybody goes back to their usual way of practicing, which means 90% of the financial advisors out there are not legally held to this higher fiduciary standard. But the reality is the fiduciary standard is alive and well, but only 10% of financial advisors actually bother to and are willing to adhere to it by being independent advisors and actually registering with the SEC, which mandates that best interest standard. In the case of where an independent advisor is out there operating and practicing at the fiduciary standard, they have a different legal level of responsibility. The set of rules they have to play by legally says, we have to put your best interest first financially. And that's a legal responsibility.
It sounds like a little bit of literacy, a little bit of understanding of how the industry works will go a long way into protecting your assets for the long run.
Consumers just need to know that the advisor who they consider working with, especially with their serious retirement money, they want to make sure that that advisor is willing to put a fiduciary oath in writing and that they really are a fiduciary, because it's a lot more than just making an investment. It's all about cash flow analysis. It's less about the idea that you're going to walk out of here today with a new investment and I will have made a sale. And it's much more about a long-term relationship. And I'm keeping your costs down as your advisor because I am looking out for your best interest and I want a long-term relationship. That's not the heart and soul of what brokerage firms do or insurance companies.
Pam, thanks so much for debunking a little of the mystery surrounding the fiduciary rule and where it stands. That's Pam Kruger, creator and co-host of the PBS series Money Track and founder of WealthRamp.com.